A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. We're broadcasting from different venues here in the United States. I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm broadcasting from my home because of the coronavirus pandemic. And today's Thursday, May the 21st, 2020. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, where we're looking at the current political situation in the country and not forgetting the current situation regarding the coronavirus, which is ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe. Currently, Zimbabwe has 48 positive cases and 4 deaths and 18 recoveries. So we'll be looking at that, but also looking at events that have been happening this week, Star.
Yes, welcome once again to our live talk. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C. As we've already stated, we'll be looking at the coronavirus pandemic and also the ongoing discussions on the MDC alleged abduction case. We see that it has attracted international attention with many countries weighing in to say, to encourage the government of Zimbabwe to investigate into the issue of the disappearance, alleged disappearance, and then appearance of the women and what exactly happened to them, because they say they were tortured. And it's not only the 3 MDC women, there are also 2 Bulawayo women who were also allegedly beaten by police when they went to the shops to buy some food during this ongoing lockdown. So all these cases are connected to the lockdown to prevent coronavirus, because we saw that the 3 MDC activists were, at first it was said that they were arrested because they were demonstrating in protest of food shortages. They wanted the government to do something about the food shortages. And that's when the alleged arrest came in. But now the police said they never arrested these 3 who say they were taken at a roadblock and bungled to somewhere where they didn't know about. And later on, they reappeared in Bindura. So we'll be looking at those issues and many more here on our live talk today.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure if you have the current global figures of those affected by the coronavirus currently, or if you let me just go in and dish it out before we come in with our guest, because of time, we're going to be going into some of these issues rather quickly so that we can look at how the situation appears globally. Currently, worldwide, on the global scale, we see that the coronavirus cases have ballooned. They are nearing nearly 5 million cases, with 4.9 confirmed cases and also 328,000 deaths globally. And here in the United States, we have 1.5 million confirmed cases and 93 deaths. And here in Washington, D.C., where I am currently, we have 7,551 cases and 407 deaths. But before, you know, we actually go into the corona issue, we have a guest that's waiting right here to discuss with us the issue of the disappearance or the alleged abduction of the 3 MDC members. So we're going to bring in into this discussion Ms. Star Dewa. So I've got 2 stars right here with me. Welcome to the program, Ms. Dewa.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. If you can just tell us who you are and your organization and how you come to be involved in the issue surrounding the alleged abduction of the 3 ladies from the MDC led by Nelson Chamisa.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. My name is Thabile Dewa. I'm the Executive Director for Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, an organization that grooms and trains aspiring women leaders who want to run for public office. So our interest in this case is Netsai Marova and Cecilia Chimbiri are members of WAUPI, whom we are in the process of grooming for political leadership. They have expressed that they want to contest for public office in the 2023 elections, and they both want to become members of parliament. So we are really worried that if young women leaders like that can be victimized and tortured to that extent, would we be able to get more women rising to occupy leadership positions in Zimbabwe? As you know, the number of women occupying leadership positions in Zimbabwe is dwindling with each electoral cycle. So we really need to move as a country and change our behaviors and attitude towards women leadership by first respecting the fundamental human rights of women, and also respecting the constitution that says everyone has a right to association, freedom of expression, and freedom to associate with whoever they want or whichever political party that they deem to belong to.
Mm-hmm. Have you actually had an opportunity to visit with Joanna Mamombe, the MP, and also Cecilia and Netai? Currently, and what is their current state?
I visited them on Friday last week, and it was just hours before they were rescued from Bindura near the torture camp. And they were in very bad state. They were so traumatized, and I just could not help it but break down. They couldn't talk much. They were crying, and even when you try to open the door, Netai would scream. She didn't even want a man close to her, and it's so traumatic that in this modern day in Zimbabwe, women leaders can be exposed to such levels of trauma, and it will take a long time for the three to recover. That's why, as WAUPI, together with other four organizations, namely FemPriest, Economic Justice for Women, We Lead, Imbamukazi, and African Women Filmmakers, we have come together to set up a campaign called hashtag Women Demonstrate, to try and express how these horrendous acts of torture should not have any place in modern day Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. If you can hang on there, let me bring in Star, the other staff from Washington here. Star, you've heard there from Ms. Dewade. She's just been, recounting to us the kind of work that they are doing regarding the current issue at hand that we're discussing.
Yes, and coming back to you, Ms. Dewade, we noticed that, as you said, as you have mentioned other organizations, there are also many other organizations that have joined in to condemn what has happened to these activists, and including international organizations. Would you say this help is much appreciated? And does it make any impact or difference in dealing with this case and probably bringing the perpetrators to justice?
Speaking on behalf of women's rights activists, we are very pleased that after a very long time, we have seen Zimbabweans coming together from all walks of life, those who are here in Zimbabwe, those in the region, those in the international spaces. We have mainstream civil society organizations that have spoken loudly against the gross human rights violations that happened against the women. And we have seen other regional and international organizations in media that have captured and escalated the human rights violations that happened last week. And we hope that the attention that it got will at least spark some conscience within our leaders to take into account the demand that we have proffered in front of them, in order to put a stop to these gross human rights violations that have been taking place in Zimbabwe for a very long time against women. And it's not only women political leaders and activists, it's also women in general. If you check within the past years, we have recorded serious human rights violations against women, starting from the alleged shooting of women during the August 2018 protest, the raping of women by suspected state security agents during the January 2019 riots, beating up of Nokutula and Ntombi Zodwa Mpofu in Bulawayo 2 weeks ago by members of the police, and the beating up of Lucia Mashondo in Karoi, where she was beaten up by members of the police, the army, and they went to the extent of setting dogs on her. So this is something that is unacceptable, and we really need to come together to condemn such acts of brutality and bring all our ideas together on how best we can put an end to these acts of human rights violations against women in Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Lapho ke siyezwa uNkosikazi Sithabile Dewa lapho echasisa ngokuthi umkhankaso wabenzayo ukuthi kubonakala ukuthi lokhu okwenzakala kwabesifazana laba akubaphathanga kuhle njengenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana. Sebenzile ke umkhankaso wokuthi bekhulume ngakho, behambe baye babona, njalo kwenzela ukuthi wonke umhlaba uzwe ukuthi kwenzakalani, njalo bathokoza ngoxhaso asebelutholile kwamanye amazwe lakwezinye inhlanganiso ukuthi ngempela okwenzakalayo akulunganga. Ngakho bathi lokhu kuyancedisa ukuthi nxa abantu bonke bekwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani, bazancedisa labo ukuthi kubonakala ukuthi abangabe badala lokhu bahlukuluza abanye labo bayajeziswa. Ngakho-ke sibonile ukuthi ziningi inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abantu elizweni kanye lemhlabeni jikelele, le manyano etshiyeneyo labalwela amalungelo oluntu futhi labo emhlabeni jikelele bamanyene bechothoza lesi senzo, njalo bekhuthaza uhulumende weZimbabwe ukuthi ahlolisise lolu daba ukwenzela ukuthi abesifazana bengahlukuluzwa nxa bezisebenzela, njalo udaba lolu luphathwe kuhle. Mavela.
Yes, to those that are just joining us, we have a bevy of topics that we're going to be discussing. Saka tinokuchingamidzai muchirongwa avo vari pachirongwa chedu parizvino. Chirongwa ichi sekutaura kwatiri kuita tiri kutefenyura tiri kumba, saka pamuri kuchiona hachisi live tichange tiri kuchitefenyura apa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Apo tichange nhasi tiri kukurukura isu pamusoro pezviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, uyezve panyaya yechirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus, icho chatekeshera pasi rose. Pari zvino munyika pane vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi checoronavirus vanosvika ivo 48, vana vavo kana kuti 4 vachishaya. Uyezve tinonzwa kuti pane 18 vakabatwa nechirwere ichi asi vakakwanisa kunge vachikunda. Asi tine nyaya imwe huru yatiinayo, nyaya yekupambwa kunonzi kwakaitwa madzimai matatu enhengo dzinova nhengo dzeMDC inotungamirwa nava Nelson Chamisa. Saka tina muzvare vatinapo panapa, muzvare Sadhewa, vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo vakabatana nemamwe madzimai. Pane zvirongwa zvavari kuita kuitira kuti madzimai ava nevamwewo vasawanikwe vachizombunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo. Regaititi vapinde muchirongwa vatitsanangure kuti zvii zvavari kuita pari zvino. Muzvare Esta, taurai tinzwe mune sangano ripi uyezve muchange muri kuita sei?
Maitabasa, isusu seWomen's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence takabatana neFemprist neImba Mkadzi neWeLead neEconomic Justice for Women neAfrican Women Filmmakers, takagara pasi tikaumba campaign iyo yatiri kuti hashtag women demonstrate, apo patiri kuda kupusha kuti zvinhu zvakaitika kuna Honorable Joanna Mamombe, kuna Cecilia Chimbiri, kuna Netsai Marova zvisafe zvakaitika zvakare muZimbabwe kune mumwe nemumwe mukadzi ari munyika ino. And zvinhu izvi zvanga zvichiitika for a long time. Tikatarisa muhistory yemuZimbabwe pane kushungurudzwa kwakawanda kwekusangana nemadzimai, izvo zviri kuita kuti tione madzimai mashoma achiparticipata munyaya dzeleadership, munyaya dzeeconomic empowerment. Isusu seWomen tine interest yakanyanya panyaya iyi nekuti Marova naCecilia Chimbiri mamembers edu eWOP atiri kutrena kuti vazomirawo pamapositions of leadership together with mamwe madzimai nevasikana vekumapolitical parties akawanda. So tiri kutarisa pamachallenges ari kufesa madzimai kuti awanike achisumudzira mumapolitical leadership akaita sekuita macouncillors, maMPs kana mapresidents. Political
violence ndiyo one of the challenges dzavari kufesa saka tikaona zvinhu zvakadai zvichitika especially kana zvichinzi zvaitwa nevanofanwa nge vachichengetedza runyararo muZimbabwe mapurisa nemasoldier zvinhu zvinotinetsa zvikuru so ndosaka tabatsira takadai and tichitendawo mamwe maorganizations akawanda Zimbabwe yese maindividuals ari muZimbabwe nekunze kwenyika vari kubatana kukonzema nyaya dzakaipa idzi dzakaitika kuva kuma young women leaders aya takatarisa mune international media dziri kukavha nyaidzi ende tinofara zvikuru and musi wemanzi takasubmita petition yedu kuma independent commissions anosupporta democracy muZimbabwe anova the Zimbabwe Gender Commission, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission ne the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission tichivakumbira kuti ngavaongororo nyaidzi dziri kuitika and kange chitu tichisub my petitions iwayo last time pakarepwa madzimai muna 2019 last year takasubmita zvakare saka izvo zvichachinja madimands edu tuda kuti ivo vapushe kuti kutsetwe up inonzi independent commission inquiry commission iri independent inenge yakazvimirira ega yedza vachatsvaga vanhu vemuregion wedzimwe nyika kana international community vanouya muZimbabwe kuzoona chicha kanyatsoitika kune vasikana vavanhu vanenge vasina kwa political party yavakarerekera so that pange pachiwanikwa pane justice and maperpetrators akapara mhosva idzi apinde mujere nekusazoti vasafe zvakare vakamiririra nekushandira hurumende muupenyu hwavo
saka vari kutambira sei vamuri kupa mapetition aya vari kuatambira sei
zvikuru nekuti vese vatikasubmitira mapetitions edu vakapindura and vakati vari kutoongorora nyaya iyi and zvikuru vakatotarisawo vakatotangawo kutotumirawo mastatements vachikonzema mahuman rights violations aya aitika and tinofarawo futi kuti isusu futi sewaupi takasubmita imapetition takabatana neorganizations inonzi Southern African Human Rights Defenders Network iyo inoshanda muregion yese yeSouthern Africa tikatumirawo kuma UN agencies vakaita semarapotua against torture against women the abuse of women's rights saka takangomirira kuti tinzwe kuti vanofungei nezvinhu zvakadai zviri kuitika muZimbabwe and nhasi zvakare tatumira yatinoti letter of concern isusu nemaorganizations 5 anambotaura aya pekutanga kuUN Women kuna CEO executive director weUN Women International Madam Pumuzile Nkuka tichivaudzawo zvinhu zviri kuitika muZimbabwe kuti vabatsirano even neUN Women nemuZimbabwe kubatsirawo kutaura nehurumende kuti iregere kuvictimiza madzimai ese especially vari kuparticipata munyaya dzematongerwo enyika saka takangotarisira tichingohopa kuti vachateerera vagogadzirisawo pachine nguva
munoona pane zvingabuda here tichitarisa kuti matambudziko aya imi semudzimai zvakare takamboona munguva yapfuura muchisungwa imbotipewo nhoroondo yezvakaitika kwamuri muchizoenzanisawo nezvatakatarisana nazvo kuna muzvare yemamumbe nevamwe vavo
ndofunga chimwe chinhu chandipowo simba nini kuti ndipinde mucampaign iyi ndekuti ndiri am also a victim of state brutality ndakasungwa last year nevamwe 6 tichibva kuasia kutraining yehuman rights and peace building tikatoshandisika kuti tanta kutotongerwa nzi saka takutongerwa treason tichinzi tanga taenda kunotrenwa kunzi tishandise zvombo akaita zvinhu zvatingatongozive and zvanga zvisiri part of zvatanga tafambira saka ndinozvinzwisisa I understand kuti mamwe maorganizations kana maindividuals akanyarara vamwe vacho vanenge vachitotya but chokwadi chinorwadza ndekuchi ndiri kuzvifunga dai ndiri inini Johanna Cecilia kana Netsai ndakatokanganiswa kodzero dzangu vanhu votobuda choti pamwe ari kunyika pamwe aitozviziva akanotrenwa kwaanga ari koko kumaudzisa hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro saka vanhu inini ndoda kuita speak out as a victim because ndinozviziva zvakatoitika kwandiri kuti state ine capacity yekutoita zvinhu izvozvo even pandakatobuda jeri ndaiterwa nemotikari dzandisingazivi apa hapana chandoziva hapana chandakatrenwa and handina kana plan yekubvisa hurumende nechisimba chandinongoda ndechekukurudzira madzimai kuti tioccupy maleadership positions ndo chete chinangwa changu nekuti marights emadzimai atekwe nekurespectwa so zvinhu it can happen to anyone kune vaya vakanyarara no one is safe ngatibatsanei tiratidze kuti hatisi kufara semadzimai even ndiri kufara nhasi taona varume vakawanda pasocial media vangaina mucampaign yedu vachita hashtag women demonstrator vachisumudza maplakadzi vachinyora mamessages edu and ndinofarawo zvakare kuti after nezuro one of the deputy ministers vamutori vataura zvinhu zvinonyadzisa pamusoro pemayoung women leaders ava vakakwanisawo kudzingwa basa ipapo after vanhu vatoko kuona pa social media, but tuda kukumbira futi kuna president kuti vaite a go a step further va explain kuti vakadzingira nyaya yekuti vakafara zvisiri zvehere pane dzemadzimai kana kuti zvinewo nechekuita munyaya dzematongerwo nyika. Bos tuda kunzwisisa bos isusu takaona kuti pamacampaigns esanga chimbudzara campaign inongoitwa 1-2-3 days zvobva zvatopera yotoita business chizvo, but tuda kuti ngatibatanei tese titonamba tichitotaura apo kuti zvinhu zvakaitika izvi so kusvika justice yaitika. Ndosaka ipapa tiri kutorana mapetitions online and hatikwanisi kuzviita tega. Saka ndinongoapila kumunhu wese anongoziva kuti muzimbabwe ngatibatanei tese pauri by all means zvaunokwanisa kuita izvozvo wedha kunyora sei taurira muwo wako zvakaipa kuabusa marights emadzimai. Ngatirespektei madzimai.
Regai timbonzwa kubva kuna baba wevamwe weavo vakawanikwa ivo vachibunyukidzwa tinzwa kuti vari kuti chii.
One of the three daughters that who were forced kidnapped into forced disappearance on Tuesday and Wednesday. The issue that has caused a problem at this hospital where I have come, this is a private hospital, but the issue that has caused so much problems in this hospital is the issue of the police. When I came here, I came very early, and my question which I asked the police is, who found these girls? They are not the ones who found these girls. I found the girls with the help of MDC and the lawyers. They did not make any attempt to search for the girls. Johan Mamombe, Natai Mavarua, and Cecilia Chimbi. They did not make any single minute effort to search for them. When we went to Harare Central, the officer commanding Harare said he does not know anything of that sort. But these girls were arrested at a police roadblock at Showground. And even myself, I was also almost arrested at that showground, and they said, if you old men continue making complaints, we will call our bosses and you will be taken from here. And I wanted to investigate to find out how they were taken, and the whole thing came out that this is what they do. These girls were under surveillance. They were trailed up to the roadblock.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa isu kubva kuna baba vaCecilia Chimbiri vaHenry Chimbiri vachitsanangudza ivo zvakaitika kune mwana wavo, vachitaura kuti ivo ndo vakatozovaona nekuti vanoti ivo mapurisa hapana zvavanga vari kuita. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kungokurukura ipo pano tichionesana kuti imi kwamuri ikoko muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi panguva iyo nyika yese nepasi rose vari kuedza kurwisa dambudziko rechirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Regai timbonzwa kubva kuna star wemuno muamerica. Star, we were hearing there from the father of one of the allegedly abducted ladies, Cecilia Chimbiri. Her father, Henry Chimbiri, was giving an account of how he found his daughter and also what he was facing at the hospital.
That's some touchy accounts coming from the parents there, as we have already heard from Ms. Tabile Dewa, who actually went to see these women and what she saw, the trauma they must have gone through, which she was explaining to us here. But it was also interesting to hear the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission saying, according to their investigation, they do believe that these MTC activists were each book. So before we get any confirmation from the government, it still remains as allegations. Mr. Joseph Chuma from the ZANU-PF party, he said he'll be with us. And another MTC official in the UK, actually, she couldn't join. She says she cannot get to the link. So we are going to try and bring her on by the phone so that she can talk here online. So I'll be back with her shortly.
Thank you very much. Let's go back to Star in Zimbabwe. And just hear her account also. Hello, Star.
Hi, hello. I'm still
here. We're listening to Mamuru Kunzwa kubva kuna baba va Cecilia Chimbiri vachitaura ivo zvavakatarisana nazvo. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Sorry, handina kunzwa zvavanga vachitaura. Henge zvisingabude.
Okay, vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vakarwadzikana nekuti ndivo vakaona mwana wavo, uyezve vanga vachitaura ivo kuti havasi kufara kuti pavari pane vana vavo pane mapurisa akawanda chaizvo. uyezve vana vari kuratidza kunge vari kuvhunduka kana vachinge vaona mapurisa aya?
Ndizvozvo, ndakavaona baba patikaenda musi weFriday ipapo, takavaona ndakatombokwanisa kutaura navo. Chakanetsa ndechekuti, chiri kunetsa ndechekuti vasikana vari kuti vakaimaizwa nemasuspected state security agents aya asiri kuzikanwa kuti ndevanani. Then the next day vachisvika pahospital potanga kuzara mapurisa, maCIO, maCID, military intelligence, pamba nevanhu vakawanda. Even musi wandakaenda, I went there around 2, ndatobva kuna 9 PM. Busa ichongotaura musati sei tiri tega, and we thought so helpless. I don't know how this can be done, but something really has to be done, because haungati munhu ari kususpectwa nzi ndiye akavictimiza. Either iwani mupurisa kana kuti ifiti, but vari kurepresenta mapurisa kana kuti masoja ese. So haungati the same people ivavo vogata. And utofaro kuti pakaiswa an effort yekutsvaga private guard, but it's not enough. Ngavangobva ipapo kana vachingovada vachavatsvaga vambosiya vanhu vahile, because problem iri kuitika haasingori problem yetota, haasi marwadzo amunoona ari kunze, zvinenge zviri mukadzi nemupfungwa. They need time yekunyatsoresta, yekuzorora nekutsvitwa. It's very unfortunate. Even musi wacho watandipo on Friday, paiva nemudzimai aibva kuforensic kugovernment aida kuva inspector kuti whether vakarepare kana kuti havana, and pakatanga kubuda maallegations ekuti akarikisa mapictures evasina, you know, vanhu vasina kupfeka chiexposa private parts avo, which is very unacceptable. Zive manje kuti who is who pazvinhu zvakadai o. So vano deserve all the protection that they need. That's why muri kuona tichiramba tichiita reach out kune vanhu vatinofunga kuti vari independent kumaorganizations atinofunga kuti abatsire, so that vambomira vambohila. Hapana munhu anoda kuchengetedzwa nemunhu kana kumba chaiko chaiko mwana kana achina baba. Hapana mwana anoda kuramba ari muenvironment yaari kurepwa iyoyo nababa. So ngapatsvagwe mamins ekuti mapurisa nemasoja vambobva pahospital vanhu vanyatsohila. Even that day on Friday vaitorambidza maparents evasikana avo kuti vapinde kuti vavaone.
Iwe uchitarisawo mabatsirwo awakamboitwa apo pawakawanikwawo uchisungwa nezvimwewo, pane rubatsiro rwawakazowana here mukuedza kuti ukanganwe marwadzo awakatarisana nawo, kana kuti zviri kufamba sei pari zvino?
Ini tinongotenda takakwanisa kuwana counseling. Pane maorganization akatiprovide necounseling achingotisimbisawo, because ozekana uchiziva kuti zvinhu hapana chinhu chawaita chawakanganisa, hapana munhu wawatadzira, because kuva ewomen human rights defense haizi mhosva inokwanisa kuti munhu aendeswe kujeri. But pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvavaitotaura, zvandaitoona zvaitorelata nezvinhu zvatakatogo through. Even nyaya iyo yekuti takainterogetwa nevanhu vanga vasingazive, isu patakasungwa tichisvika paCentral there were more than 12 vanhu vakaizondiinterogeta ndiri one, vandisingazive, pfeka mauniforms and havana kuzviidentify. Kwakagara muroom pane mupurisa, handizi mupurisa ari kukubvunza statements. Kune mumwe munhu akangopfekawo zvimwe zvinhu zvingori fani ari kukubvunza statements. Kune mumwe futi ari kukubvunza, mumwe nomumwe ane mapatients ake ari different, and vese varikuda response at the same time, and zvinoratidza kuti vari kunoripota kune vanhu vakasiyana. So vanhu vanofanira kunzwisisa kuti nyaya yetocha neabuse of human rights in Zimbabwe is real, iriko and inotoitika. So vanhu vanofanira kutonzwisisa. Even pavari kuona ine ne the way andakazvitora zvangu, even paipa police paiita triumvirate kuti isusu hatisisu tine vanhu ava, pamwe havari kutadza kubuda pachena kuti vataure zviri free kuti vanhu vakatorwa nani. But vanhu vakatora vanhu vanovaziva, and vanhu vanotora vanhu, inini even pandandiri kucentral mausiku ndaitomutswa kuma12 midnight kuma1 AM chinzi tinoda kuona kuti ari mende pamwe mamurelisa. So pane some mistrust iripo between the security forces dzekuarmy nesecurity forces dzekupolisi. Ndaitoya ndichitochekwa kunzi arimo here, akarara here, arimo atorara here mujeri for sure, and munhu wacho anenge asina kupfeka uniform, and who is that person? So ndo maquestions atinofanira kuti tichiinterogeta maZimbabweans, so that nyika yedu ingova iri peaceful ichitolerata madivergent views from different sectors of the society. Bose tikaramba takadai, no one is safe. Hatidi kuona zvinhu zvinoitika kune dzimwe nyika zvoti vanhu vanenge vachingorovana, vachiurayana, vanhu vachingodisappear without trace. So ndo zvatinongoramba chingoencourage kuti ngatirambe tichingobatana, tichingotorwira kodzero dzevanhu, so that tichingogara peacefully pasina kaumbunyikidzana kanenge kachiitika.
What you just said.
So what was the initial question?
If you can tell us what you just said in English about what you faced regarding, you know, some of those questions that are being asked about, were these women abducted or not? You are saying you know there's a parallel to what happened to you and what's happening to these ladies. What is it that happened to you that you think is parallel to what is happening to these ladies?
Okay, speaking from experience, I have seen a lot of people trying to doubt what has happened to Joanna Cecilia in that time. But I can testify that the challenges that you're seeing in terms of who really took them is something that I also experienced when I got arrested. Because when I got to Central Station and it was time for interrogation, it was about 1 hour after I was arrested. I was taken to a room and there were about 40 security personnel. Sorry, there were about 12 security personnel and only one of them was wearing a police uniform. But the other ones had notebooks. They were taking notes, asking questions at the same time. And they were asking different questions. And for me, I deduced that these people, it seems like they are reporting to different departments, to different people. And even after I was released from prison, I wanted my passport back. I approached Law and Order, and the head of Law and Order told me that they don't have my passport in their custody. And I tried to ask who then arrested me if they don't have the passport, because I assumed that I was arrested by the members of police. And they clearly stated that they don't know who arrested me at the airport. Up until now, I don't know who arrested me. And up until now, I don't have my passport with me a year later. So people really have to understand that the situation of human rights abuses and torture is more complex than what the eye sees. And even during the all the statements that we have heard from the victim, Cecilia, Joanna and Netsai, and the statement that came from the police to say, no, we don't have these people in our custody. I think they were just finding a way to let us know that they might not have them in custody, but they knew where these women were. Because when I was in custody, when I was detained at Harare Central Police, there were people who would come in the middle of the night, plainclothes people, just to check, I would hear my name being called, come here, I want to see whether you are or you've been released so that you come tomorrow for you to appear in court. So it seems like there is a mistrust between some certain security agents, because even when they were interrogating me before I went for the main interrogation, there was someone with plain clothes who would be standing close to the police to hear if he's not doing any favors to me, to hear if, you know how it is when you can tell that there are some tensions between these people, and there was just a lot of suspicious movement of people, but you could tell that these people, they don't have a relationship. They don't work together. So they were representing different departments. So people really have to understand that this goes beyond what they are seeing from the statements that are being said. It's more deeper than what we are hearing.
Thank you so much. Staff from the U.S., please come in.
Yes, thank you very much. Lapho ke siyezwa unkosazana Sithabile Dewa olwela amalungelo oluntu uyachasisa ukuthi impela laye wake wahlukuluzwa njalo wabotshwa njalo babuthatha engane yayisikho mhlawumbe abantu bazenzisa mhlawumbe baqamba amagama bebazama ukuthi zombusazwe ukuthi bona khona abantu bezabazwela weni silo. We have our next guest, Barbara Tanyanyua. She's the spokesperson for the women's branch of the MDC. And she would like to weigh in. Yeah. So if we can come in, Ms. Tanyanyua, what can you say about this issue so far of the MDC activists and all the turns it has taken?
Okay, thank you so much for inviting me once again. From the time we spoke about, we were still heads to be found. We were still missing when I came to Studio 7. And I remember there was a Dr. Bruni of ZANU-PF who was saying these girls were demonstrating whilst they violating the lockdown rules, and we were discussing on that issue. And it seems there are people, especially the ZANU-PF people, were saying these girls are faking. When they were found in Bindura, they twisted to say the girls the affection of abductions. This is maybe the gist of the story today. Like I was listening to Stanley relating your ordeal. I think Stanley, as women, we have to stand up and fight for our rights. So many women have been abused. So many women have been tortured. I can give you a list of women that have been tortured, abducted, abused. And I think it's high time we should stand those women, and we should not buy the narrative of the regime that says all abductions are fake. Even the abduction of Dr. Magombe was said to be fake. This is their narrative. But the abductions are real. Those girls were abducted and tortured, sexually abused. You remember when I was telling you, when you were asking me what is my fear, I was telling you that I fear that wherever these girls are, they are being tortured, they are being abused. I know. Why? Because it has happened before. This is their modus operandi. We know them. Even if they might try and hide, at first the police confirmed that these girls were arrested. And later, when these girls were nowhere to be found, they changed their story to say, no, we didn't arrest these girls. The girls were taken from Harare Central Police Station, and the police don't want to say who took them. But they know who took the girls. They know.
Yes.
And we must decide.
Yes, sesikhangela njalo ukuthi lokho esakhulumayo baningi njalo asebelobile izincwadi loxhaso ukuthi basola lokho okwenzakale. Ubona ingani lakho kuzaletha umahluko yini lokho ukuthi sokungenele njalo amanye amazwe ayengangenelanga kuqala? Bathi uhulumende kazama imizamo yonke ukuthi abone ukuthi laba abayenza lokho bayalethwa emthethwandaba okuthiwa ngesiNgisi they are brought to justice. Njalo sebengezelele abanye ababulawayo ababili uThemba Mpofu labo abachaywayo besithi bathenga impahla zabo beku-lockdown. Ubona ngani ukuthi
abantu abaningi sebengenele sisawudinga amankazana abantu abalutshwane abasiprojisa kathesi sokungenelisiki singathi kathesi umhlaba wonke ababulawayo. Sandekile kuma munye njalo maybe ikheshi belingakayizwa uMoblessing othayiweyo ngemva kokuba eyenze ividiyo e-solidarity namankazana lawa amathathu. Uthayiwe ngamasosha abe-5. And umkazana lo uMoblessing lo layo 2018 nxa lisakhumbula ama-demonstrations lana ayisenziwa ngama-teacher ayo emakhaya wayekhona wa-abdactwa uMoblessing wahlukuluzwa wadlwangula wayenzwa yonke into and wayekhuluma esithi abantu laba izinto ezikhulunywa ngabo uJohana that's exactly okwayenzakala kuye and into leyi iziko uyaphila kukhona ama-bashes la akhona. So yena wayekhuluma ngenhliziyo yobuhlungu esekela amankazana layo esithi yena umba namankazana layo wayeuyakwazi ukuthi into abayikhuluma iliqiniso. Petition, the Gender Commission, the Truth and Reconciliation, petitioner ministry gender ukuthi sifuna ukuthi kwenziwe abashindaba le ituhulumeni esithi ngama-investigations ngabantu nabama esithi abangelacele lapha abasekele khona esingathi ngama-independent investigations yikho abakokukhuluya i-petition le ukuthi kasifuni ukuthi udaya lalo luthuthulule i-government uhulumende ngoba uhulumende luyenzile
ongaziphenya yena siyakuzwa sibili ye ungakufaka nje ngesummary konke khonokho okukhulumileyo ngelimi lesishona kusukisela laphana usithi uyavumelana lokukhulunywa ngunkosazana Sithabile Dewa ukuthi ngempela abantu bayahlukuluzwa lalaphana usithi ungoxhaso lolu olwabanye labanye abangaxhasiyo ukufake nje ngama-feature ngesisho
okay lentano sandikile ndiyokuthi kutori wakakaita wavasikana vatatu ava Cecilia Johanna naMetsai inyaya iripo hakuna zvekutaurwa nevamwe vamwe vanhu kunyanya vanhu vezano vari kuti vasikana ava vari kunyepedzera vari kunyepa kuti vanga vakatorwa ende vanhu vachitotaura kuti hanzi vakanga vakaenda kuhani munhu zvinova zvinhu zvinosuwisa zvinova zvinhu zvinorwadza ndizvo zvagara zvinongoitwa nevanhu ava tinozviziva hazvina kutanga nevasikana ava zvanga zvitaurwa naSithabile ari kutaura nyaya anoziva nayewo akapinda mazviri ende ari kutaura sezvazviri kuti nyaya yevasikana ava iri nyaya nhenyu hapana mafake adductions ende tiri kunzwa isusu semadzimai kurwadziwa kuti tinonzwa hurumende ichimutaura mashoko akadaro ekuti vasikana ava vari kunyepedzera kuti vakahepewa kana kuti vakarohwa kana kuti vakaadhadzwa nemapurisa kana tiyatioti state security atakapezera kutaura last time taitsvaga vasikana vavanga vachikutsvagwa ende kana muchikutombera makandibvunza kuti saka chii muri kutyena kutyira chii kuvasikana ava ndakataura zvakanaka ndikati tiri kutyira kuti vasikana ava tikatarisa zvaimboitika kumashure vese vakadzi vaitorwa vairohwa vairepewa vaishungurudzwa vaitwa zvinhu zvakawanda stereki ende zvataitya ndizvo zvakaitika zvakanga zvabuda vasikana vachitaura kuti takadanzi vakatotewa vasikana zvizvizvi pachena ende hurumende wakuedza kuda kuti iti hakuna pati chiri kutifadza nechekuti dzimwe nyika dzakawanda maorganizations akawanda apindira nyaya iyi haisisiri nyaya yezimbabwe yaanyaya yenyika yese maembassies akawanda apindira zvikona nyaya iyi dzakabuda chero munanabbc munanasabc dzakabuda mumapenda nematv akawanda azvikurusa saka isisi tichikufara kuti nyika dzimwe dzapindira dziri kutaura nezvekuti tsvotsa it's an international crime, torture against humanity. Imosha hombesa inotarisirwa kana kuti inobatabata nyika dzese. Zimbabwe tinoona nayo iri mukati neidzinyika kuti kune maconventions chemo yakasarwa nezimbabwe kuti zvakadai hatizvofanaka zviita zvakadai tikuzodai saka dzimwe nyika kupindira kwadzaita zvinoreva kuti hurumende yaakuchifoswa kuti itarise nyaya iyi nemazvo asi chikuru chiri kutifadza ndechekuti kune mamwe maorganizations abudisa petition yekuti nyaya iyi ngaitariswe zimbabwe gender commission the reconciliation commission neministry yejenda yekuti ngaitarisise nyaya iyi yekushungurudzwa kwevakadzi kwete ava chete tiri vakadzi vakutoda kuti dzimwe nyaya nadzoo dzii dzitarisiswe nekuti nyaya dzacho dziri kungowanda ende dziri kungobuda dzakafanana vari kutaura zvakare kuti vari kuda inonzi independent commission havazi kuda kuti hurumende iye ndiyo inotarisira nyaya iyi nekuti vari kuti hakuna munhu anomupurisa anokwanisa kuzvipurisa iyi kuti uri mupurisa ndiyonzi ndiwe wasunga munhu zvonzi ndiwe futi uchainvestigira kana kuti ndiwe warova munhu onzi ndiwe futi uchadhina nenyaya yachona havasi kuda izvozvo
Zwakala isibongile kakhulu sizabuyela kuwe kodwa sisazama kathesa ukungenisa umnumzana Joseph Chuma wezanu PF kodwa engekabuyi it would be interesting if Ms. Thabile Dewa can react to what Ms. Papatanyanywa just said.
Okay, Ms. Dewa, if you can come on and just react to what Ms. Tanyanywa was saying. I don't know if you could hear me. But
okay, and I'll try to bring in Mr. Zanu-PF.
I'm glad that...
I don't know if you could hear her.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, but could you hear what Ms. Tanyanywa was saying?
Yes, yes, I heard her.
Okay,
I'm glad that she read our petition because the things that you are saying are from our petition to independent commission. And well, regarding other organizations, I think organizations have been trying, especially on this one, even those who didn't want it, been forced by the pressure to respond. And we have seen statements across the women's movement. We have seen statements from the Women's Coalition, statements from WILSA, statements from Institute for Young Women Development, from so many organizations. And we haven't seen the level of solidarity that we have seen now. But maybe taking from what Sis Barbara was saying, what we need to do is how do we escalate beyond the statements? How do we continue sending our messages? Because it's one thing to just send a statement, then you just about it and continue as business as usual. That will not send any impact. What we need is a change of attitude. What we need is for this torture it's to stop. So how do we escalate? How do we expand our campaigns beyond just sitting behind the laptop and typing? Because what she said that some people were saying they deserve what did they protest. Even if people break the law, it doesn't warrant the torture. It doesn't warrant the sexual abuse. It doesn't allow you to then deny them their right to legal representation, water and food. Those are rights that are guaranteed in the Zimbabwean constitution. You cannot replace the food by making it humane extractor. You can't replace water by making people drink urine. That is unacceptable.
Saka imi mombotora nerurimi rwa mai kuti muchiteerera zvanga zviri kutaurwa namai Tanyanywa mungati chii vanga vari kuti ivo pari zvino vari kuda kuti mamwe masangano emadzimai vawanikwawo vachipinda munyaya iyo yekurwira kodzero dzemadzimai matatu aya imi munoti
handizvozvo chitori chokwadi chavari kutaura kuti tinofanira kubatana pamwe chete tichitora nyaya iyi nesimba rainayo tichiva serious panyaya dzekuresponda beyond kungoishuwa mastatement and tofarawo kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvavanga vachitaura kuti kune maorganizations akaendesa petition isu and we are happy kuti vakatoverenga even madimands avanga vachitaura ndo exactly zvirimo mupetition medu and tichapuwa maindependent commissions about a month to respond by actioning. If the 1 month surpasses, we then have to take it up at the regional and international level. Pane pandaiverenga zvakaitwa kuBurundi after zvinhu zvakadai zvikuitika muZimbabwe zvaitika kuBurundi. Vakasvika pakuisa pressure pacivil society organizations munyika yeBurundi kusvika kwainstitutwa an independent commission inquired by United Nations. Yakapinda munyika yeBurundi ikaongorora kuti zvikunzi masoja mapurisa vari kurova vachirepa madzimai ichokwadi here, and up until now ichiri open. So it's something chatinokwanisa kuexplora but hatikwanisa kuchiita tiri tega. Tinofanira kubatsana chiita pamwe chete and tinongotendawo kuti maorganizations akawanda buditsa mastatements nango Women's Coalition, WILSA, Institute for Young Women, we have seen
nayo yema students anazinaso, it's overwhelming and we are very happy, but beyond my statements, my tweets, ngatirambe tichipusha kuti zvakadai zvisafe zvakawanikwa muZimbabwe and hapana chinorwadza kuti vanhu vachanzi vanodeserve izvozvo nekuti vaiprotestire nyangwe muna mhosva munhu wese ane right. Hapana right inobva yanzi kana apara mhosva ngaachitochwa, ngaachiabdactwa, ngaachibatwa chibharo. Constitution yedu iri clear, haungareplace iwewe kuti kupa munhu chikafu uchimudyisa svina yemunhu, kupa munhu mvura womupa womuti anwe weti yemumwe wake. That is unacceptable. Zvinhu zvatisingatarisire. Musungwa wese ane right to food, to water and access to lawyers of their choice.
Mm-hmm. I what no tenda chaizvo muzvare. Rambai zvenyu muripo, tichadzoka kwamuri. Let's go back to Star here in Maryland. Star.
Yes, Mav, with Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF here on the line. And Mr. Chuma, we have heard from two women who are our guests here, Ms. Tabile Dewa, a human rights activist. She has said that she too has been tortured before, allegedly by the police. And so she knows that these women are not pretending. And we have heard Ms. Barbara Tanyanywa, spokesperson for the women's branch nationally of the MTC. She's saying the same and condemning the police in Zimbabwe for what transpired to the MTC women and the two women in Kautru Park, Bulawayo. May we have your take on these cases? What do you think about them so far?
Well, I must quickly say that I don't think there's any normal human being who would want to condone the torture of any other human being or the killings or beatings or whatever form of indiscriminate actions are taken against anybody. I must be quick to say that even government, or even ZANU-PF as a party, will be fools if we want to govern people by such kinds of acts of brutality and stuff like that, because it only makes us unpopular. So, which brings us to a point that then it means that there must be some other elements that do these things for whatever reason and for whatever agenda. And those are the kind of things that we really need to be looking into and really searching and trying to get answers to say who is doing this and why are they doing it. Because I'm saying, no, but you want to cover this out of power. And such acts of brutality or potential voters generally does not make you increase numbers of votes. It actually makes you because I do not think that there's anyone in the Icelands who would ever order such things to be done unless if somebody who's doing what I could probably coin as self-expediency to probably hang on to power by Kenya, but which is normally temporary because it can be long-lasting. So the tortures, the abductions, and all these kind of shenanigans should really be looked into with a sober mind, not a vengeful mind, not a hate mind. And let's go deep down and really try and dig out and find out what is really happening. Because I can tell you, I've got cases of people that have come out and said they've been abducted. And they, if you look at the whole stories and the scenarios, they don't really hold water. And by the way, I'm not saying that these things do not happen. They do happen. And maybe in the past, probably some people with power within the system were probably ordering that. But it did not then mean that the system itself was the one that was doing that. People always abuse their power wherever they are. I can tell you, if I become a policeman today, I can decide to abuse my power. And like, for example, some policeman who was harassing somebody who was in their car, wearing their mask halfway, but they were alone in the car. Really, should you then now harass a person because of that? The answer is no. But someone can be overzealous and then abuse their position of authority. Or we need to really look into such things and then get down and deep to the bottom line of it. Like, for example, I was complaining about these women in Kautru Park there. Most of these human rights organizations never came out saying anything about it until the three ladies in Harare were then attacked. Then that's when they were starting to talk about it. The US embassy, the UK embassy, they never issued any statement about our women here in Bulawayo. And I, as ZANU-PF, I'm actually leading that campaign now to say we need to make sure that these policemen that did that are brought to book and they must be punished and they must be sent to jail, so that we send a clear message to any other policeman out there that you cannot do this and get away with murder. That's the way we should approach these things. Then we can become one.
Yes, it's interesting that you say you are leading a campaign for the justice for those women. What have you done so far? And do you have many supporters? We've seen other officials from ZANU-PF, like Mr. Energy Motshwadi and others, not being on the side of the abducted ladies. So here, what have you done so far? And do you have many people from ZANU-PF supporting you too, or is just Bulawayo residents?
You see, now, this is a good point that you brought up of the former deputy minister, Motshwadi. He was a government official serving as the deputy minister. Yes, he's also a member of ZANU-PF. But whatever he was writing, whatever he has been propagating, he's not ZANU-PF at all. That is why the president did the right thing and terminated his service in government. And I hope even us as a party, we saw that now want to be sitting down definitely and doing something about such rogue element. It is wrong. It is totally unacceptable to condone and to say whether by anybody. What you must say here is that, fine, we cannot say it is the state because we have no proof. We cannot say it is the police or the CIO or the armor or anything. But the problem is the way I've done it is still likely to be investigated. Really. But while we're doing that, what we should be doing and saying is that we would be condemned and we will never condone abuses to any person for whatever reason at all. And here in Bulawayo, I can tell you, we sat down as a provincial court action committee, which included the Minister of State in Bulawayo, and we all roundly condemned the acts of the policemen that did that. And we are definitely putting pressure to the police to say, let's have this thing done, and let's have this thing brought to the courts, and we want to follow closely the court proceedings to say, okay, fine, what the law is taking this course. If we feel that the law is not doing justice, we are definitely going to raise our voices and say, no, this is not it. They should not go scot-free. They should definitely carry their crosses and pay for whatever they've done. So I can tell you, as ZANU-PF of the party, we are definitely worried about the incident that happened here in Kabutang, and as much as we're equally worried about what happened to those three ladies there, and we want a full investigation really to be done, so that we get to the bottom of this whole thing. We remove all the clouds and all the mystery that around any abduction, it really matters. We want things to be done and investigations done properly. And if ever there are couples that are doing these things, they must be brought to justice. And that's our call. And that's the call of any sane member of ZANU-PF. Right now, as I speak, the president pronounced that we need 5 million voters by 2023. Where are we going to get voters if we're abusing people? Where are we going to get voters if, for example, we are giving food on partisan lines? We can't get those voters. We will only get the voters if we do the right thing and save the people of Zimbabwe. Because we are saying we want to attract people who are not even in ZANU-PF. How do you attract them? By doing the correct thing. If there's food, we feed everybody. The president has been on record saying this food relief that is coming is for everyone. It's not about being a member of ZANU-PF or MDC or anything. It's for every Zimbabwe.
Time is not on our side, so I'm going to bring in Stade. They want to just give us the final word. I think Mr. Chuma really did justice and covered what we needed him to cover. Stade, well, if you can just come in and give us your last word, because time is not on our side.
I want to start by commending and applauding my brother Joseph Chuma. It's not every day that you come across a progressive person, especially from ZANU-PF, who really respects the rights of women. And I really thank you for that. And just to note that those victimization, whether in Bulawayo or Harare, it doesn't matter. Let's just come together and condemn them. It's not a competition. It doesn't take away anything, whether this one is condemned or not. You can even trace for us, well, we have been following the Bulawayo issue. We have condemned it. So let's come together and work in unison in order to put a stop to all these human rights violations against women rights defenders, activists, and women in general.
Thank you very much.
Sibonga kakhulu bonke abasixhasileyo labesilo nkosazana Barbara Tanyanyiwa isikhulumeli sogatsha labesifazana kubandla le-MDC laye siyambonga. Ayisesifikile ke emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona lapha eWashington DC.
Thank you very much to all our guests. I would like to thank we had with us Star Dewa. Also, we had Amaye Tanyanyi of the MBC and also Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. Thank you so much for having weighed in on our program. Please have a very good night. And as you know, this is a pre-recorded program. I'm Marvelous Mfanganya here in Washington.